It's a very difficult time for the people of Brussels. We are all just feeling vulnerable at the moment.
There's no more trains going that way. There's no more trains coming this way. You better make your way home, son. There's something going down in London.
I'm visiting my friends here in Brussels today. I'm here to see the turnout of the people here, to show their respect to the victims of the attacks.
Well, that ain't gonna stop me, so I step out the station, and what do I see? Realization. I was on the next train, could have been me.
For Cameron, it's going to be so emotional to go back to that airport. She wanted to see the site where Alex had died and lay flowers there. That was so difficult. It's going to be a hard life for her forever, as it will be for all the victims of that horrendous attack. Let's treat these victims with the respect and support they deserve.
And it all went slow motion. Everything slow motion. First the flash of light, then the rise of emotion. And I'm still in slow motion, I'm still in slow motion.
People have covered the pavement in chalk drawings. And one of the really very heartwarming things coming down here is that there's the vibe here today is kindness. It's really kindness. And it's wonderful to see that and to feel it. And it really makes you feel a lot more hopeful.
The people of Molenbeek really want to send out a sign to say like, hey, we really want to unite and we can do it. Despite all the negativity, we can just organize some things together.
People reacted in the way that I would very much expect the Belgian population to react, with love, with help as much as they could. The Ik wil helpen hashtag was an amazing thing. The way the hotels opened up their doors and allowed the people who had been stranded at the airport to stay for free.
On these streets where I played, and these trains that I take, I saw fire. But now I've seen the city change in oh so many ways, since the days of fire, since the days of fire.